Hi GWA, this is Dazzle Camouflage, and I just wanted to respond to this questionnaire. I thought that'd be a nice way to say hello. So I think I'll just start. What is my gender and sexual orientation? I'm a woman. I am pansexual. I like boys and girls, all kinds. I like everybody. I just like everybody. What gets me turned on? That's a great question. I like giving and pleasing. I'm very a people pleaser in all ways. What else gets me turned on? Being desired. I think everybody does, but it's very potent for me. I really like, what do I like? I like tender stuff with other girls. I like more daddy, little girl stuff, but not always, with men. I don't know, I change it up. I like, new things get me turned on. I like changing it up. But I'm not, I should be careful. I'm not like a crazy adventurous person. I'll move on. I think it'll be clearer with the next question, actually. So what is the characteristic that defines my sexuality? I would say probably that it's very cerebral. I like having people in my head. I like kind of the mind game part of things. I'm subby. I'm definitely sub-ish. I'm not like orders exactly. I'm not like strong sub or anything, but I just really like control fantasies. Kind of a head game thing. I don't know. Cerebral is the best word I can really think of. Okay, let's see. What's my favorite sexual act? I would say giving oral. I love it. Boys and girls, everybody. It's probably my favorite thing, is to orally pleasure my lover while I pleasure myself at the same time. Come with them in my mouth. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. What qualities in a lover are most seductive, most effective at seducing you? Oof, that is a good question. I would say, well, it depends on who they are. I like powerful men. Not economically powerful, but just confident. Men who know who they are. I like gentle, kind men. Who are good to women, specifically, who know who they are. I gotta be careful with that confident term. What other qualities? Yeah. That's it right now in men. My tastes change sometimes. For women, what do I like most in a woman? Well, for any gender, really, sense of humor is huge for me. I like to laugh a lot. And intelligence. God, I really should have just started with intelligence. It's a ironclad turn on for me. I like smart people. What is my idea of a good sexual encounter? We both have fun and enjoy ourselves and don't rush and give and take. Like I said, I like some of the subby stuff, but I don't like everything to be the, I like to change it up. So being able to give and take with that is important. Being able to communicate what each of us wants is very important in a good sexual encounter. Okay, when I want to feel sexy, what is my favorite color to wear and how do I prepare myself? Favorite color, well, I mean, I like teal green a lot, teal blue. I find it like a deep, sexy, greenish color. I like earth tones. I work in the forest, and so I just tend to really be drawn to those sort of deep, natural colors you'd see in the deep of the forest. How do I prepare myself? That's a good question. I like to play with toys sometimes, but not at the beginning. I like to start out just teasing myself. I don't know. Well, it's a little bit vanilla, I guess. I have very sensitive nipples, so I usually start there. I like... I don't know. It depends. It changes. It depends on what I'm doing. Usually I just start by playing with my nipples and just running my hands over my body, trying to drag it out, take my time. Okay, I'm gonna move on. I could stay there for days. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Right now, let's see. That's a great question. I have a kind of a thing for Scarlett Johansson right now. Who doesn't? Every human being on Earth has a thing for her. But she's just devastatingly lovely. It's a really interesting question. It just really varies. I like smart people, again. I don't know, I'm in kind of a Mark Ruffalo phase right now. Like I said, I work in kind of the environmental issues, and he's... I don't know. Maybe I'll cut some of this. Okay, I'm gonna just move on, because honestly, I don't... Fictional characters... I get crushes on people, but they're not sexual, exactly. In that sense, big people. What turns me on the most in my life? I like this one. Right now, there's a man in my office I work with who, we have just this insane sexual tension right now. That's been kind of revving me up a lot lately. I'll probably do a whole audio just kind of rambling about how I fantasize about confessing my feelings to him, because it's... like, we work right next door to each other, same in the office. I see him walk by my office constantly. That's a whole audio in and of itself. I'll leave it there. Let me see. What are my favorite names to be called? During a sexual encounter. I like everything. Sometimes I'm in the mood to be called, slut. Meaner names. Not often. I like little girl, that kind of nice endearment, sweet kind of stuff too. I don't know. I don't have a lot of strong preferences there. I like being called anything, really. Let's see. Sexual talent would I like to be gifted with the most? Some interesting examples. I'm already pretty flexible. Let's see. I would like to be able to... That's a good question. I don't really know. I would like to be better, honestly, at talking dirty. Just have a little less repetitive banter in the bedroom, because words and, this kind of intellectual stuff really, really gets me going. Sometimes I get too overwhelmed to say much beyond just, swear words, so just having a little more wherewithal in that department is actually part of what I'm hoping to get out at GWA. So, let's see, how did I find out about GWA? Why did I start posting? I've always been really, really into, erotica written, sort of things. It's become harder to find good stuff lately, I feel. I can't remember how I found it exactly, but once I did, I had found exactly what I needed. strong kink of mine to listen to other people. It kind of scratches my voyeurism on some level. Okay. Why did I start posting? There was one poster here who I listened to a lot, who I finally just sort of wanted to, I don't know, it just felt wrong to keep listening and not interacting on some level, so I just felt like I should, so I did, and it's fun. My dirtiest fantasy, next question, I have a little bit of an older guy thing, I guess, always sort of have. I was the type of girl who wanted to fuck all our teachers in high school. And they all probably knew it. I'm not very good at hiding my feelings. Pretty responsive person. So yeah, probably some sort of professor, dirty student sort of thing would get me going. It's a good dirty fantasy. Threesomes and, you know, moresomes are pretty good. I've had some experience with that, and I love it. Let's see. One fantasy I've been hoping to indulge soon is, since I'm pan, I could, being with a couple as sort of, they call it unicorning, right? That is a great fantasy of mine. I really like the idea of making a fantasy come true for a couple, especially the woman in that situation. I think I would really enjoy focusing on her. I think a lot of times that fantasy is very focused on the man, and I really like the idea of just, you know, showing some fellow how to really treat his lady right. Okay, what's the kinkiest sex I've ever had? Probably a threesome I had when I was younger. In a church, actually. We were traveling for a drama club thing, and my best friend, Sarah, and I were pretty regular lovers at that point, and my cat is making noise in the background, I apologize. And yeah, so I don't know, I had a great, incredible, started just making love to my friend, and one of her friends joined us, a guy, in a church, so I guess that's pretty kinky. I don't know, that's probably, I'll leave it there. And then, okay, what's my favorite part of my body and why? That's a tough one. I really like my breasts. I wear a 34G bra, so pretty stacked is the word I've heard in the past. But really, it's my curves. I'm a pretty curvy person, very hourglass figure. And I like the way my body looks like a rolling, hilly landscape. Yeah, I'm highly proportionate, I guess, I don't know, I feel, curvy is a tough term, it can mean so many different things to so many different people, but yeah, I don't know, I'm 5'2", about 140 pounds, and so being short means that, being sort of generously endowed in breast department means that I kind of go straight from tits to ass, and that's probably the most noticeable thing about my figure, is just that there's a lot of curves packed into kind of a small space. So, okay, you know, it's not listed here, but I had heard other people answer this question in theirs, where my username came from. I just wanted to address that because I really like it. So Dazzle Camouflage is a type of camouflage? A way that they would paint ships on the ocean back in World War II. They would do this really neat, these kind of just bizarre erratic patterns of black and white striping in these very odd angles. And the idea was that it wouldn't disguise your ship from the enemy. What it would do is it would keep them from knowing exactly where you are and exactly how fast they were going. The idea was that it wouldn't make you invisible, but it would make you extremely difficult to track. And I just think, if you have never seen it before, it's worth a quick Google image search. It's really an interesting pattern. But I just really liked the symbolism of that for this context. Oh, excuse me. I live in the American West, and the air is currently just thick with wildfire smoke, so please forgive me if my voice is a little creakier than usual. So, okay. This was very fun. I look forward to posting a little more sexy audios for you guys, and thank you for listening if you made it this far. All right. Wow. Thank you so much. Cheers.